Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. Another WOMAD festival has been and gone, with the people counters saying over 35,000 came through the gates over the 3 days last weekend. Super journalist, it says here, Nigel McCulloch went down to watch the music, talk to the people and get some clothing alterations done.
I always enjoy WOMAD. Yes, because of the music and the food and blah 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 blah, but mainly because of the musicians. I feel I have an affinity with them. We think the same, which is why I agree with Mehdi Haddab, the electric oud player from the group Speed Caravan, and his blunt verdict on the festival.
I mean, if it was shit, I would I say it's shit, but I can say it's one of the well-organized festivals I've ever seen. I mean, we had no problem. I mean, everything is easy, it's cool, you go on stage, it's easy, very good organization. Really take care of us. We had opportunity to have some trip inside the trip, you know, go to see the kangaroos and I don't know, and big party and everything, you know. So no,
as you said also yesterday, it's cool because you can listen to some Cambodian music, it's great. It's only in WOMAD festival you can have this range of all kind of music. In a rock festival or electronic, it would be more narrow, you know. But here, you can meet all type of people, and the crowd is very cool, and they are very open-minded. Yeah. This is very great.
I see myself as a trailblazer at this festival. Much like the musicians who come, spreading their word through song, I too tell it like it is through journalism. Giving it to the man, much like Siyum Kuti, leader of the legendary Egypt 80 Afrobeat band.
Only artists that have a voice other than the politicians, and I feel that's why I feel every African artist needs to use that voice positively, not just to talk about things that don't matter. You know, I'm not saying everybody should be crazy like me and do a whole political album, but you know, do a song talking about the people. You know, I don't say, you know, Africa, love, we need to hope and pray. No, tell them the truth, man. Let people think and open their eyes. That's what I feel. But being an activist at the same time, you know, it's like, you do a job, you know, you expect some things come with any job you do. You know, if you work in the oil company, you expect in Nigeria, you expect to get lots of money or be kidnapped. You know, I don't expect you to moan about that. So being an activist is just the same thing, you know. You don't expect the government to send you on holidays, you know. So the moment you make the decision, I want to be an activist, you should be ready for some danger.
Yeah, danger. Like my dangerous journalism at WOMAD. And something that caught my journalistic eye was the huge number of teenagers that go. And this is surprising when you think of the usual perception that the audience is made up of aging hippies and Bob Marley fans. In fact, there are hundreds and hundreds of screaming, yelling teens.
Hi, I'm Daryl.
Hi, I'm Jade.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Hi, I'm Tyne.
And we're from New Plymouth Girls High School.
Sophia.
Ellie.
Emma.
Rata.
Hi, Emma and Rata. How are you guys enjoying the day?
It's really good. It's like really good weather and stuff too. Yeah, it's quite cool.
Spotswood College.
What school are you from?
Girls High.
And what school are you guys over here from?
Sacred Heart.
So when I told the public address team that I was going to talk to teenagers at WOMAD, they looked at me sideways. But let me put this to rest now. It is only because they lack the journalistic vision that I have that made them doubt my angle, and not because I'm a creep. I'm not a creep, because WOMAD is in fact the place to be for Taranaki youth. Can I ask, in the interest of journalism, how old you both are?
12.
I'm 14.
12 and 14, and have you come to sort of hang out with your friends, or have you come to see the music, or have you come to do both?
I'd have to say friends, but I will enjoy the music.
How many people are here from New Plymouth Girls High School?
A lot, like heaps, I don't know. All of, yeah, a lot.
Yeah, it's basically this place to be right at the moment.
Definitely.
So have you seen any of the music?
Sort of, some.
What percentage of people from your class would be here, your class at school?
90%. Most of them have tickets or like sneak in or something like that.
What about your teachers?
Yeah, I saw Mr. Hill earlier. Yeah.
Was Mr. Hill drunk?
No, he was with his children.
No, but my was.
Yeah, no, she was wasted. Good on her.
I'm actually here for the food, nothing else. And the hot guys.
The hot guys, you say?
Oh, yeah, well, there's actually not been that many around. Oh, Connor.
Connor!
I like Connor.
Now, it may seem that the only interview subjects I have talked to are the girls. Again, just to put this assumption to rest, I did talk to boys as well, but their responses yielded much less. For example,
I like cats.
And
my name means marijuana in Rastafari.
Now, at 13, I was lucky to have $5 for lollies. So how do hundreds of teenagers afford the $100 ticket fee for the three-day event?
Well, last year I had a job, so I just paid for that, but my mum got it for me for Christmas, so yeah.
How did you get your ticket?
I got my ticket for $100, and parents paid for it.
How did you guys get your tickets?
I pretended that I was under 12.
Same.
And how much does that cost?
$0.
So you got them for free?
Yeah.
You ingenious.
We just ask random people and they just say yep, and then we walk in.
And here is where I have once more shown my journalistic chops, uncovering an underage, no-payment ticket scam. But over its 3 years, WOMAD seems to have brought the world music sensibility to Taranaki. These teens have pounced upon the hippie dress sense, something I like to call Supre New Age. And tell me about your outfits you've got on. I believe it's tie-dye, is that right?
Yes, yeah. It's like the trend of the season right now. It's very awesome.
Yeah, it's just the way to do it.
Luckily it's in, because I think tie-dye and WOMAD go together very well.
Yep, they do. Yeah, we spent a whole weekend doing it. It was good.
Did you do them yourselves?
Yeah.
You've dressed very hippie-like. Yeah. Are you a hippie?
Yep.
You're a 12-year-old hippie?
Yep. Definitely.
Maybe just quickly for the listeners, describe your outfit.
Rainbow dress, peace necklace, badges, hippie band, like bracelets.
And why are you dressed like the hippie?
Because hippies rock.
But if you find yourself at WOMAD without the correct attire, you can always get some made. Marika and Karen formed the Mobile Sewing Company 5 years ago, a somewhat peculiar combination of performance and sewing. They take people's old clothes and cycle new life into them, so I gave them an item of clothing of my own. I have brought along a blue shirt. Sound guy, what do you reckon of this shirt that I bought?
Looks sort of chambre.
I think it's going to come out better than this. I think it'll look good at the end.
I mean, it's a rude chambre shirt, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, let's talk to the person working on it. Hi, what was your name?
My name is Marika Biegman.
Hello, and what do you think you can do with this shirt of mine?
Oh, we can do loads with it. We're just going to look at your shirt, and it's boring, can I say that?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
I can give it to Karen, my friend, and she will jazz it up for you.
Oh, I like jazzed up.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait to see the result.
And what it will be, I don't know. She probably doesn't know yet, because she's now going to look into all our material.
I'm standing in front of a bicycle with an old-style sewing machine and a chest of drawers with all the material in it. Can you explain to me what's going to happen now?
Yeah. What's going to happen is that you're going to sit on the saddle of the bike.
All right.
Yes?
Yes.
Maybe you can do it now.
Okay. Yeah.
And what you're going to do, you just cycle slowly or fast, whatever you want. And the faster you go, the faster the sewing will go.
Yeah, I'll go relatively fast.
Relatively fast.
Throughout WOMAD, the ladies performed on 5 occasions, each time being surrounded by a solid wall of half-naked bodies, eager to get the exclusive Mobile Sewing Company treatment, along with a bit of exercycle action. The thing about this is it makes me slightly uncomfortable, is I can't see what she's doing. I'm facing the other way and she's behind me sewing.
Yeah, but that's what we like though, because otherwise you're going to complain, or maybe you're going to whatever, and we just want to do our creations, we do want to do our artistic work without people comments. And then that's the nice thing and it's about it, it's always a unique item. We never make, now maybe when I'm really tired I make something again because I'm too tired, yes. But it almost never happens. I make twice the same thing, it doesn't happen.
Okay, how close are we? I'm feeling the burn here on the bicycle. I think I've lost a bit of weight, which is good.
Yeah,
I'll be able to fit the shoe again.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh,
she's putting the label on now. We have our own label, so we always, it's like our signature.
Great.
So we, you know who made it.
That's good. It'll cover up the Hellensteins label then.
Yeah, of course.
Marika and Karen did it all over the weekend. Dresses, leather jackets, hats. They had people laughing and puffing in a show that you would only see at WOMAD.
Okay, my shirt is ready. I'm turning around to see it for the first time.
I looked at you and I thought, like, that's a very good one for this.
That is incredible.
And I also like this bit, you know, that like makes it a bit rough. A bit rough. It suits you.
What? So did you look at me and think about this shirt? Let me describe what you've done to the shirt. Before it was just a plain blue shirt. Now what we've got is it's kind of an orange, a mustard, and sort of off-white lines going down beside the buttons. And coming out of that is like a bright blue piece of cotton with a ship design on it. It looks amazing. And you said you think I look kind of 70s. Is that why you went with it?
Yeah, I looked at you and I thought you will suit the colors, but also the style that you're wearing. It's very in fashion, but 70s are in fashion as well.
It's beautiful. I'm going to be really proud to wear that out. Thank you very much.
Okay, no worries.
WOMAD will be back again on the 12th of March next year, and there are even easy payment plans, which is handy if you can't get your mum to pay for your ticket.
Nigel Macca-McCulloch reporting from WOMAD there. After the break, Rhian Sheehan.